and it's very honored by Muslim scholars. And especially Hadith al-Qudsi, which hadith is narrated by Imam Bukhari or Imam Muslim or Siyah Sitta. So that hadith is also very important. So inshallah, in this Darsi Hadith, we are going to learn some lessons that how we should have iman in oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, Kazzabani ibn Adam wa lam yakun lahu zalik. Son of Adam, that means mankind, every human being. Said the son of Adam, human being, they deny me. He denies me. And he does not deserve it to deny me. How? That explanation is coming later. Wa shatamani wa lam yakul lahu zalik. And he abuses me. And he does not have this right. That human being, insan, they deny me and they are doing shatam or abusing or cursing me. How? فَأَمَّا تَكْزِيبُهُ إِجَايَ فَقَوْلُهُ لَنْ يُعِيدَنِي كَمَا بَدَأَنِي وَلَيْسَ أَوَّلُ الْخَلْقِ بِأَهْوَنَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ إِعَادَتِهِ. What is the takzeeb? Takzeeb means inkar, denial. So what is the denial of human being? So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, the denial of human being, or his inkar, his takzeeb, is when he is saying that Allah will not give me again life. This is the one of the part of our faith, that we believe that life after death. So the anyone who is denying, there are people nowadays who are thinking that we just created for no reason, by chance. And as long we live, we can enjoy. And when we are dead, that's it. There is no more life. So when someone is saying this, so in fact he is denying the qudra, the power of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One kafir came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he brought a boon from a graveyard, and he said, "May yuhyi hadha al-imam wa hiya ramin," that who will give life and bring this unexisting person into life, and again that person would exist. Who will do that? So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who had given him the life in first time. Because first we were nothing, and Allah brought us into existence. So that is more difficult than if you exist, if you have something, you had a car and it's broke, you can fix it. Right? But if there is nothing and you don't have material, you don't have anything, how are you going to bring it? So that's why when someone is denying this, so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala does not like it. That Allah gave him life. Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. O insan, what you got better than your Lord, your generous, your honored, your Lord who is very merciful and kind to you. What is driving you away from your Lord? What did you get which is better than your Lord, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? He created you, He made you insan, He granted you the good shape and everything. So why you are denying? Right? So this is very important, that, and this is part of our faith in Aqeedah of Tawheed, that we believe that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created us, and He would also give us death, and then again He would give us life. As Allah said in the Quran, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ summa yumitukum summa ilayhi tukhsharun. That how you deny Allah, you were dead, you were nothing, and He gave you life, and again he will give you death, and then again He will give you life, and you all have to gather, assemble before your Lord Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So that's why in Islam this is one of the required things, that we have to have Iman bil Akhirah, and not only Iman bil Akhirah, Yaqeen. And Yaqeen means that you are 100% confident, no doubt at all, that there is Akhirah, there is life after death. The one who can gives life, he can take the life, and then again he can give us life. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is in control of everything. And that's why it is said that there are three things. The one is basarat, eyesight. When you look, so that is your basarat. Your eyesight is working. You can see this is right, this is wrong. What is that? So you can decide by your observation, by looking something, yeah, this is this or this is that. Right? Like you were sitting in two trains, and when one is starting running, so sometimes you think that it's my train, but it's other one. But when you look around, the things around, you can see that, oh, or once you are in train, you think that things are moving, right? So things are not moving, your train is moving. So when you use your eyesight, you can understand what is happening. But sometimes your basarat cannot do what to make a perfect decision. If you look at the sun or moon, it looks very smaller. But your here, your basirat, your wisdom, your brain is telling you, no, this is the truth. What you look is different because it's too far or logical, or you know some of the evidences. You got the point? So when your basarat is not working, so your basirat is there to help you. Right? You put a rod, iron rod in water, so you would see that it is not straight, but you know that it's still straight. Right? So now you are using your brain or your basirat. So now we reach at another point where even our basirat, our basarat, nothing is working. Nothing can make a proper decision. So here we need the light of Nubuwwat and Risalat. And that's Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that's why He had sent the prophets and Rasul and messengers, that they can tell us what is after the death. What is the purpose of our death? We can recognize and realize many things by looking upon them with our basirat. And by science, by logic, by understanding, by research, we can understand much more information. But still at one point, they would have no answer. So who would give these answers? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why we believe that, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, that there is life after death. Once you are dead, that does not mean that's it. There's nothing. No. And this is one of the required thing to make this world peaceful. If there is no concept of Akhirah, you cannot manage this world peacefully, because then no one would give money as a charity, because he does not believe in Akhirah. Right? The person, he would get whatever he could, because he knows that there is nothing after the death. So he would try to get much more luxury things, whatever he could get in this life. But on other end, if you have this Iman and Aqeedah of Akhirah, if you are Mazloom, you are oppressed, you would have sabr. And you could think that on the Day of Judgment, Allah would give you the reward. Or whatever good you are doing, you will get the benefit of that. Or if you are going to do something wrong, you would be punished on the Day of Judgment. So that's what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said that the human being, the people, they make denial, they make inkar, takzeeb about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And what is their inkar? That they are saying that how after death Allah can give life. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, وَلَيْسَ أَوَّلُ الْخَلْقِ بِأَهْوَنَ عَلَيَّ. When the first time Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created, so the creating again or giving you life again, that is much more easier than the first creation. So, and then the second thing, وَأَمَّا شَتْمُهُ إِيَّايَ فَقَوْلُهُ لِي وَلَدٌ وَسُبْحَانِي أَنْ أَتَّخِذَ صَاحِبَةً أَوْ وَلَدًا وَأَنَا الْأَحَدُ الصَّمَدُ الَّذِي لَمْ أَلِدْ لَمْ أُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لِي كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ ابْنِ عَبَّاسٍ وَأَمَّا شَتْمُهُ إِيَّايَ فَقَوْلُهُ لِي وَلَدٌ وَسُبْحَانِي أَنْ أَتَّخِذَ صَاحِبَةً أَوْ وَلَدًا. That what is the shatam? What is the abuse? Sab and shatam we use, like gali dena kisi ko. So how someone is abusing Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah said, when someone say that I have a son and I am exalted and high, I do not have son. Because if you believe that there is a son of God, so then son and father are from same species, are from same section. Their reality is same. Then you would have to believe that there should be a wife. Right? So this is like abuse when somebody is saying that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has any partner or Allah has a son or daughter. Like Yahud and Nasara are mushrikeen of Makkah. They were thinking that these angels, they thought that angels, they are the daughters of Allah. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala does not like it at all that somebody is accusing someone, because this is, he is the creator of whole universe, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala does not like that somebody or someone having this faith or this aqeedah or this creed that Allah has son or Allah has daughter or Allah has wife or this and that. So that's why this hadith is telling us about the aqeedah of tawheed, an aqeedah of attributes and qualities of Allah. And what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is, he said, why should I have son? Or I should make someone as my son. I should select someone as a son. As some people say that Allah selected Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, as a son. So why should he get a son? When لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, everything belongs to him. So why should he has he should get someone as his son? He had made the prophets and the messengers as chosen one. They are mahbub, they are beloved of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But they are not son or daughter of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So that's why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, Anal Ahad, I am Ahad, unique, one. Samad, self-dependent. That everyone is depending in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and he is not depending on anyone. And he is not muhtaj, or he does not need of anyone, but everyone needs Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Lam alid walam ulad, he begets not nor he begotten. That he has no son or no daughter or he has no father. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is free from all these defects. He is in control of each and everything. And walam yakulli kufuwan ahad, and there is no one who is claiming that he is equal to me or parallel to me or who can compete with me. So there is no one And that's why this surah, Suratul Ikhlas, is very meritorious. That Prophet ﷺ said, anyone recites this surah 3 times, so he would get as reciting the whole Quran. Reward. So one surah, if you read 1 time Suratul Ikhlas, so you get 1/3 of Quran's recitation's reward. So 3 times recitation of Suratul Ikhlas is as equal to reciting whole Quran. Why? Because the Tawheed and Sifat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala are described in this surah. There was a Sahabi, whenever he was leading the prayer, so he was ending his Salah with Suratul Ikhlas. So the Sahaba, when they came back in from that journey, and they told Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet said, asked him why he's doing that. So he said, because in this surah, Sifatul Rahman are described. The qualities of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala are described. That's why I love this surah. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give him bishara, glad tiding, that this love for this surah would take him to heaven. And because you have love for this surah, and that love will take you to heaven. So that's why this surah, and there is hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was reciting every night before he was taking some rest, going to the bed. So he was reciting these surah, Mu'awwizatain, Suratul Falaq, and Suratul Ikhlas, and Suratul Nas, 3, Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas, and Suratul Ikhlas. These last 3 surahs. So Prophet ﷺ used to recite them, and then blow them on his hands, and then put all hands on his whole body to get blessings and barakah and cure. And a person came and he asked something. So Prophet ﷺ told this wazifa, this action to that sahabi, that whenever you go to bed, and he said, do it in the morning, do it in the evening. Recite Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas, and Suratul Ikhlas. 1 time in the morning, 1 time in the evening. That is sufficient for you. That means Allah would protect you from all kind of disasters, problems, magic, or anything which is harmful. So Allah would protect you. So these words are the words, holy words, or you can say the powerful words which can protect you. Right? So that's why this hadith tells us that we should have iman in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the way that we believe in the power and qudra of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the next hadith, it is also telling the same kind of concept. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى يؤذيني ابن آدم يسب الدهر وأنا الدهر بيدي الأمر أقلب الليل والنهار متفق عليه. Hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. Abu Huraira narrates that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah says that. So again, this is Hadith al-Qudsi, the sacred Hadith, that human being, they harm me. What does that mean? That means you are doing something which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not like. If you do anything which is not permitted by Allah, or Allah dislike it, so that's the way Allah tabarak wa ta'ala uses these words. That yuzini and iza or taklif or harming Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is not permitted in Islam. This hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about his sahaba, Allah fi ashabi la tattakhizuhum gharda min badi. Beware of Allah, don't make them target of my sahaba, my companions. Faman ahabbahum fa bi hubbi ahabbahum, wa man abghadahum fa bi bughdi abghadahum, wa man azahum faqad azani, wa man azani فَقَدْ آزَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ آزَ اللَّهُ فَيُوشِكُ أَنْ يَأْخُذَهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that anyone who is cursing Sahaba or saying bad thing about Sahaba, so Allah تبارك وتعالى, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, because of my, if he has my love, he would respect him. And if somebody is cursing them, that means he dislike me. Prophet ﷺ said. So my hub causes the hub of Sahaba, and my bughd, my disliking, causes the bughd or disliking or hate of Sahaba. And the one who harms them, so Prophet said, they harm me. They are giving taklif to me. And the one who is giving taklif or harm or eza to me, so they are giving eza to Allah. And the one who is giving eza to Allah, then Allah will give him punishment. So Prophet ﷺ used here this word that Allah Ta'ala said that the son of Adam, they harm me. How? That they are doing something which I do not allow, I do not like. What is that? They abuse the time. It's a very common thing. People say, because this is a bad age, bad time, time is this, this is this, zamana bura aa gaya. So gali or abusing or saying bad to the time, it is, as in this hadith we learn, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is saying that Allah do not like it. Why? Because he said, ana dahar, I am time. This is the meaning. So now some of the ulama said that dahar is one of the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, one of the attribute of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Or others said that ana dahar means I am the owner, malikud dahar. I am in control of time. The time is in my control. And time is coming, going with Allah's prescriptions, with Allah's commands. So if you are blaming or you are saying because of time this happened, because of no. Behind the time, who is in control? It's me. And if you are blaming or you are abusing, so you are abusing or blaming me. And that is not a behavior or attitude of a believer or a mu'min. So we should not abuse, we should not curse the time. Because Allah is the one who is in control of time. And Allah said, بِيَدِ الْأَمْرِ أُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ, that the day and night is coming with my permission. So all the umur, all the commands are in my control. I am one who is in command. So that's why, unfortunately, because of lack of education, many brothers and sisters, they are using in their daily life many words which are not permitted in Islam. They are kalimatul kufr, the words of disbelief. Like, if somebody is saying that everybody is dead and I am alive, so they say, Allah forgot me. He gave life. I mean, all of my friends are dead and Allah forgot about me. So this is kalimatul kufr. Bhulna, bhul jana, is not that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he does not neglect or forget anything. So why you are accusing that Allah forgot me? Right? So these words which we use in our daily life are not permitted. Or in one family, we see that one father passed away, brother passed away, uncle passed away. In one family, 2, 3, 4, 5 people are dead. So then people comment. They say, Allah found only one house, on our house, or only on their house. Allah got only that house, and Allah targeted only that house. So these words have objections in the power and the kudra of Almighty Allah Tabarak. Right? So that's why these are kalimatul kufr and not permitted. A believer should not say these things. If somebody is dead or disaster came, so say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Or some people say, oh yeah, something happened in Pakistan or in poor Islamic country. Yeah, Allah sent His punishment only to weak people. So who are you to interfere in umur, in decisions or in commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? If you want something, make dua. Oh Allah, give me success. Oh Allah, protect us. That's what we can do. We cannot say why this happened or why this happened. So these are the minor things. And just people say these words to make fun. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not like these words. So the dahr or zamana at the time is in control of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So if we abuse, we say this is a bad time. So this is not permitted in Islam, because all the time is created by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So everything belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we should not, why don't we say we are bad or we are weak or we are making mistakes? So why we want to blame somebody else? We want to put all the allegation on someone else because this is bad time. That's why we are not praying. That's why we are not doing the good deeds. No. That is we فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. That Allah created a sensor in our self, and that sensor knows what is right, what is wrong. And whenever we are doing anything, that sensor is telling us, this is good, do. This is wrong, don't do. But we don't listen. If we don't listen to that sensor, when we are doing something wrong, and then finally it does not work anymore. Right? So that is the worst situation. And that is the situation, as Hadith tells, that Prophet ﷺ said, when you commit one sin, so your heart is like shining, completely white and shining. And when you commit one sin, so one dot is put on the heart. That means your file is getting now accused with your sins. If the person repents, so dot is removed, again you are clean and neat. But if you continuously making mistakes and sins, and then finally whole heart becomes filled up with the sins, and that is the situation when you teach or you tell person come and pray, he would not listen. He would even say, you prayed, what you got with in your prayer? What benefit you got with the prayer? In Urdu, when we say someone, aao namaz padho, kehte hain bhai tumne pad li, tumhe kya mila? This is kalimatul kufr. Any word which is ihanatus salah, which is tohin or humiliation or abusing of that honorable deed is kufr in Islam. Right? So that's why this is also very important. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, He is in control and everything is in His dast-e-qudra, in His hand. And He is controlling the time, He is controlling everything. So whatever you need, you make dua, Allah would give you. If you need protection, ask Allah and Allah would protect you. Right? Even when the wind is coming, storm is coming, so Prophet ﷺ said, don't blame or don't abuse the storm or wind. Maybe it has the rahmah and bushra and blessings from Allah, or maybe this storm came with the punishment and azab from Allah Ta'ala. So just make dua, O Allah, if this wind is coming, so give us the khair of this wind and protect us from the shar or bad things of this wind and this storm. So in each and everything, the believer, a mu'min, should realize that the fa'il haqiqi, al-mutasarrif haqiqi, is only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The one who is in control is only and only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You use the medication, so don't think this medication cured you. You got the cure because of this medication. No. You have to think that this is just one of the sabab. The cure was given by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If the cure or shifa is because of medication, so then no doctor should ever get sick while the doctor is sick. If that is because of wealth, so then no rich person should get sick. So the sickness and cure, shifa, is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is a test and a trial. Right? And the third hadith, and then inshallah we finish. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أحد أصبر على أذين يسمعه من الله يدعون له الولد ثم يعافيهم ويرزقهم متفق عليه. Abu Musa Ashari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is no one who is more tolerant than Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. People many times they describe and they admire themselves and they say that I have too much tolerance. I do not lose my temper. I am this. I have a lot of patience and this and that. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, much most patience is with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He has much more sabr and tolerance and forbearance. How come? That people, they are saying or they are believing things which are not proved for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. People are saying Allah has son. And Allah is the one who created that person. If we call someone, invite someone, we ask someone to do this and he does not do it, so for rest of the life people don't speak to them, don't talk to them, they cut off. Because that day I asked you to do that and you didn't listen to me, in my entire life I'm not going to speak to you. I'm not going to give you even a single penny. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who is creator, and he said, worship none but me. And people are worshipping other than Allah. They are saying Allah has son or daughter. And still Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is yu'afihim wa yarzukuhum. Allah is giving them cure, health, healing, food, provision, everything. If Allah wants, those who are disbelievers, he can get them killed. He can take their souls. He can take everything from them, because Allah is the one who had given everything. So he can take these things back. Right? But Allah has more tolerance and forbearance and patience that Allah is still, because he is Rahman and Rahim. Is most kind and merciful. He's still giving them chance that maybe people would repent and they ask for forgiveness, and then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would forgive them. So these are these what we learned today are telling us that we should have true iman in the qudra of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in the wahdaniyya, in tawheed, oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There's another hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person is a believer at the daytime or in night or the next day is a kafir. So the Sahaba asked how? Said because Allah said that when rainfall comes, it's raining. So the kafir is saying, oh, this rain came because of this and this star. Even that time there were people who were believing in stars. That star has the functions. And there are many people even nowadays, they read regularly the stars and their weekly, what is going to happen. This is my star and this and that. And they are not that much punctual to perform 5 daily prayers or to read Quran. But they read that and then they think, oh, and somehow they believe in that. Right? So Prophet ﷺ said, a disbeliever, a kafir, is saying, oh, rain came because of this star. That means his iman or his attention is towards the creation of Allah Ta'ala. But the believer, a mu'min, is saying this rain came with the permission and mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that is the iman. That we have to believe everything is coming from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is in control of each and everything. If we are saying that, oh, because I have this ring and because of this ring I got this and I got that. What is that? All in control is only and only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Right? So these are the common things nowadays people are getting from around or from other cultures, and they are mixing up these things with Islam. So we have to have trust in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But that does not mean we stop now using the asbab, sabab, the causes, the reasons, the procedures. Because Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he taught us that if you are sick, use medication. Not because Allah is going to give me cure, healing, shifa, so why should I use the medication? And then trust in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is iman. Do whatever you can do. Like, okay, I believe in Allah. If Allah wants, I would be graduate, I would be successful, and my papers, everything is done. No, you have to study. Keep studying, hard work. And now make dua, and now trust Allah that Allah would help you. It's not that you are sitting and always playing movies, the games, and playing and wasting the time, and now it's time. So now making dua and coming to Imam Sahib, right? Coming to Imam Sahib, make dua, I have exam, I want to be successful. Outstanding numbers, that's what I want. How is it going to happen? So you have to do something. And then ask Allah, and then Allah would help you. Right? So both things are necessary. Not only take only one, or because I am hardworking, I did everything, now I would get this and I know how to get it. No, you still need blessings. So that is the way we can get the blessings. So alhamdulillah, we completed three hadiths from Mishkat, because all three were similar to the same topic. So inshallah, in next week we'll get the next dars and some more lessons. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we understand the importance of wahdaniyya, tawheed, and oneness of Allah, and qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us a true believer. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us intercession and shafaat of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If you have any questions, so you can ask the question.
How come the Hadith Qudsi is not considered ayah?
I think, yeah, his question is, how come the Hadith Al-Qudsi is not ayat of Quran? If Hadith Qudsi is also from Allah, so why we are not reading Hadith Al-Qudsi in the prayer? So the answer for that is, there's a difference between Hadith Al-Qudsi and Quran. Quran is from Allah. The Quran, the meaning and words, both from Allah. Meaning and words, both from Allah. But in Hadith Al-Qudsi, meaning is from Allah, but wording is from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why the tilawat of Quran is allowed in the prayer, but tilawat of Hadith is not permitted in the prayer. So in the prayer, you cannot recite it. You cannot read it. You get the point? So the Quran is words, alfaz, and ma'ani. Meaning and words. But in Hadith Al-Qudsi, the meaning is from Allah, but wording is from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
And also the Hadith Al-Qudsi was in hand to the Prophet Alayhi Wasallam. There is no wahy. For the Hadith Al-Qudsi, there is no wahy.
There are some. Yeah, but in some cases, yeah, the mostly the revelation came with the angel Jibreel, alayhi salam. You can differentiate in that way too. But the other is, like you're saying, that ilham. So Hadith Al-Qudsi is also mostly ilham from Allah Tabarak. Sometime angel Jibreel also came and he said, and then Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam narrated that. Yeah. Got it? What else?
Like Afghan culture, the people, they put like the blue stone on a baby. They say it wards off, you know, evil. It's like a blue stone, turquoise color. And you were talking about tawheed. So does that have any basis? The blue stone that they hang on the child to ward off the evil eye or something like this.
Yeah.
Does that have any basis? Like any.
I mean, we're not talking about stone, but in general, that is called ta'weez. If someone, like in some dua, or Quranic ayah, or something is written, and that is used for that reason, that might get you some prevention. But if that is only stone, so we don't recommend that.
And sometimes it comes in the shape of an eye, or sometimes it comes in the shape of the heart. And that's what they use.
I mean, that's some, that might be some cultural thing. If that is some ayah or some dua or something, so that makes sense and we can understand it. Just if that is only piece of stone, so then that can cause confusion in other believers. So that's why I think we should avoid from that.
You know, lot of cultures have different traditions in there.
The question on internet, they're saying if someone said time is bad nowadays, but he meant present generation or young generation, is that okay? If he is doing some ta'wil, that is called ta'wil, so then it might be okay, but still it is not permitted. So we should avoid these words, as there is a direct hadith, and it's hadith al-Qudsi, so that's why we should avoid from these wordings. So we should use some other words, not directly time, because specifically the time is mentioned in the hadith. So we have to avoid from these things. Yeah. Go ahead. That's it? No question?
What about the timing, you know? Shall we pray Maghrib at home or pray Maghrib at the masjid?
We did here, so it's, yeah, I think we have to do here now, yeah.
Next announcement.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Inshallah. Yeah, from next Friday, yeah. Try to be here at Maghrib time and perform the Maghrib, and right after the Maghrib we'll start with us. And then inshallah we can have the question answer our food. Alright, let's make dua. Alhamdulillah bil alameen wa laqibatul muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al-anbiya wa salim. Allahumma anta as-salamu minka as-salamu wa ilayka as-salam. Hayyina rabbana bis-salam wa adkhilna dar as-salam. Tabarakta rabbana wa ta'alayka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqeem. Allahumma thabbitna lil-iman. Allahumma thabbitna lil-islam. Allahumma thabbitna ala sawali munkarin wa nakir. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب, صرف قلوبنا على دينك يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم ارزقنا زيارة الحرمين الشريفين. اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة نبيك الكريم. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب نبيك الكريم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.